who pleases his parents has verily pleased Allah. One who's angered his parents has verily angered Allah. Angered Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Bandi Channel, welcome to another episode of the Silsa Disobedient Towards Parents and Unfortunate Children. My dear Islam brothers, inshallah, in today's episode, we will cover when do we disobey and why. Before we go on to our topic, let's make some good intentions to attain reward. It is mentioned in hadith that the intention of a believer is better than his action. Inshallah, whenever we're watching these silsilas on Madani channel, try to make some good intentions. I'm doing this for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, to gain religious knowledge, to attain reward, inshallah Azza wa Jal. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, like this, we will benefit from it. Let's listen to a benefit of reciting peace and blessings upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, when people who love each other for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal meet together, shake hands with each other and recite Salatul Nabi, the past and future sins of both of them are forgiven before they separate from each other. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my dear Islam brothers, whenever we meet each other for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, try to recite durood upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah azza wa jal, this could be a means of our sins being forgiven. And also a means when we meeting each other, we are remembering the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How fortunate them friends will be who meet each other, that they will remember the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How I wish that we can always continue to remember the best of mankind, our master, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madinah, today episode, when do we disobey and why? Now, let's look upon this, that when we actually disobey. This, first of all, when does it start that a child starts to disobey his parents? In normal cases, it starts from a young age. Children start to disobey their parents over little things. When a child doesn't get anything or something is taken away from them, the child comes again, tries to take it, and the parents say no, and the child wants it, still wants it. And like this, although there's no sin upon a child to disobey at that age, but sometimes from a young age, children start to disobey their parents. And as they get older, because not having the right education, the right tarbiyat from their family regarding teaching them the right and wrong, that them child start to disobey their parents. How we also covered in our last episode, how children become disobedient towards their parents. So a lot of it was to do with what we leave our children with, what we leave them watching, especially children, when they involve in watching dramas, watching movies, and this, even cartoons today, when children are watching this type of things on television, they learn from them. And they learn behaviors of cartoon characters, of children on the TV screen, how they are disobedient towards their parents. And in a lot of these cartoons and these movies, these dramas, they play this type of scenes. And when children are watching, they're learning from this. So disobedient is starting from learning from such actions of cartoons, of dramas. So children start to disobey. Another way that the children disobey is when sometimes when you have given them everything, you've given them all the comfort, you've given them, you've never said no to them, you've always fulfilled all the whatever they desired. If a child wants this, he cries and you get it for him. Every time he knows that this is the way I will get it. And then there comes a time in life when that child is no is said to that child. What happens is, them children, and they react to this, and their reaction makes them disobey. And there's a story in regards to this, which is mentioned, regarding a man who did not have children for many years, and he wandered everywhere to find a means of having children. He asked people to make dua for him, supplicate for him. Finally, someone told him that go to Makkatul Makarma and where Maqam-e Ibrahim is, supplicate there, inshaAllah, so your supplication will be answered. So he did this. He traveled to Makkah Mukarramah. He went to Maqam-e Ibrahim and he made supplication, he made dua, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with a son. So as this child grew up, because he was a child who was gained through many supplications, after many years, that child became spoiled. He fulfilled every dream of that child. Till as this child got older, there came a time when the father saw that this child was using his wealth in the wrong means. Like children today, when the children are spoiled, they've bought up, they've given everything. You find that them children sometimes they don't have no care. They don't have no concern regarding who their parents are and what they did, because they've been spoiled to that extent. So this child was spoiled with this much love, you can say, in the wrong type of love, that he was spoiled to this extent. So one day when the father saw his child spending his money on drugs, on other type of things, he stopped giving him wealth. He stopped giving him money. When he stopped giving this money to his own son, that son became very annoyed. That why is my father not giving me money to able to buy, so I could buy these drugs or I can do these wrong actions? So he became very annoyed. Then he started to look for ways how to remove his father out of his way. And then he heard regarding that how his father made supplication, traveled to Makkatul Makarma, made supplication on Maqam-e Ibrahim for the dua so that he was born after many years. So that same child, he traveled to Makkatul Makarma and he made dua in Maqam-e Ibrahim for the removal of his father, for the death of his father, so that he could take over all the wealth and he could carry on with his luxury, his comfort. Ali Islam, just think for a moment. A father, he gained his son after making so much du'as for him, supplicating so much for him. But because that child had become spoiled, he fulfilled all his needs. And when that child grew up, he became disobedient. He wasn't stopped from any action. Then that same child, could you imagine? That same child is making du'a for the destruction of his father, for the death of his father, so he could take his wealth. He could able to enjoy his life. My dear Islam brothers, these type of lessons are there for us to reflect as well. That we as parents, we should first of all, when our children are doing something wrong from childhood, to educate them in the right way. But also, one of the other reasons of children disobeying is, there is great laziness. Laziness is a means of disobedience towards parents. And a lot of the times today, why we're lazy, we don't obey our parents. When the parents call us, we don't listen. Why? We're too lazy. Can't bother to get out of our bed. Or the mother must have called a child 10 times before he gets out of his bed. There was a pious person, rahimahullah, he wouldn't tell his child to do anything. Why? Just in fear that maybe that child would say no, and he would become disobedient. Think about it. And if you look at today, children are so lazy today. Parents are always telling them, get up. Especially at the time when it's time to get up. How I wish that they were getting them up for Fajr. Normally it's the case that we are getting our children up for school and they're not getting up. The child is sleeping late at night. And then when in the morning comes, he's told to get up once. My mother comes into the room, wakes the child up once. He doesn't listen. He's shouting from the bottom of the stairs, get up, come down, get ready for school. Laziness, we can't be bothered to get out of our beds. And think about it, because of our laziness, we are falling into the category of disobedience. And like this, when a child doesn't obey, when we don't obey our parents, this will be a means of entering the fire of hell by disobeying. Just a little thing, you can't be bothered to get up. Laziness at that time. And then sometimes the mother has to call a child so much times just for food. Food is made, food is made, food is made. The mother is shouting. The child just sitting there, lazy, can't be bothered to get up. I'm coming, or playing, texting on the phone. He's involved in video games. And he's involved, so he wants to finish off the game. But the mother is calling. And if the child continues to disobey like this, if he hurts the feeling of his mother, he could be entitled for the fire of hell like this. So my dear Islam brothers, it's very important that whenever our mothers call us, and the thing which we need to learn, alhamdulillah, in the environment of Dawat Islam, we are given this mindset. Whenever our parents call us, what do we say? We say, labbaik. Straight away, say labbaik, labbaik. Inshallah, once we get into this habit of saying labbaik, meaning I am present, inshallah azawajal. And as soon as our parents call us, we say labbaik, we get up. What difference does it make? That getting up straight away and coming and listening to our parents, it will just please our parents. It will make them happy. It will make them think, look how great my son is. As soon as I call him, he comes straight away. He gets up straight away. So, my dear Islam brother, this is something which we should be doing and working towards. If you are not doing it, aim for this. Make this a habit. Bring this into your routine. Soon as your parents call you, come running to them, inshallah, and bring happiness into the mind, into the heart of your mother, into the heart of your father. And another thing, my dear Islam brothers, why we disobey is we say it, we'll do it some other time. And when we say this, I'll do it later, we don't get time. Or later we get tied up in something else. Or later we have forgotten, falling towards that category of disobedience. So my dear Islam brothers, as soon as our parents, our father, our mother tells us to do something, do it straight away. Even if it's little, sometimes, just imagine, if your friend came knocking on the door, and you told him that I'm going to come out later, not now. Do we do this? As soon as our friends come, we leave everything. Everything is put aside. We go running straight out, coming, going. We don't even say salam to our parents at that time. If this is the case, when our friend calls us, or when he's come knocking on our door, why can't we do this when our parents are calling us, when our parents are telling us to do something? Sometimes our parents say to us, come with us to shopping. They could get a bit of help, or they could get a bit of time from us, inshallah. At that time, we fall towards disobedience. We say, no, I don't want to go. I don't want to do. And many other times, I haven't even gone on to them things, the farais, when our parents tell us to do them action, which we have to do no matter what. For example, namaz. Namaz is farz upon us. Our parents are telling us to read namaz. And we are disobeying our parents at that time. It's not just the disobedience of your parents at that time. It's the disobedience of your Lord also. So my dear Islamers, our parents are always looking. They are telling us something for our concern. They are telling us something for the betterment of our life. Don't take this in this form that, oh, they were always having a go at me. Oh, why should I listen to them? Always telling me off. These are whispers of shaitan. This is a way for us to move away from our family. Shaitan is trying to move us away from our parents like this, with these times of whispers. No matter how our parents are, my dear Islam brothers, we should be listening to them. And even sometimes what happens is, we say we're busy. There are those who are children, they disobey. For example, when someone gets married, he has his own family, he has his own children. You see the father and the mother, they're always calling you, always try to get you, come down. I will come later, I'll come another time. You know what the rule of Sharia is? If someone is in another country, and he is working there, he's earning a livelihood, and the parents are in another country, and the parents call him to serve them, then it is a duty upon that person to leave his job, to leave that country, and to travel and to serve his parents. Today, we are only down the road, or we are only in the next town, or we are only in the next area. Our parents are calling us, come down. We don't get time to see our parents. How unfortunate are we today? My dear Islam brothers, we say we are busy, but we still give 8 to 10 hours at for work. We say we are busy, we do shopping for our children. We say we are busy, we are taking our children out. We say we are busy, we give our friends time. We say we are busy. We do so much other things. But when our parents call us, what do we say we're busy? Imagine, my dear Islam brothers, if we call our children when they grow up to come and see us, and they say to us that I am busy, how would we feel? Yes, my dear Islam brothers. Our parents are feeling the same way that when we say that we are busy. Never say that we are busy towards our parents. Always, whenever our parents call us, give them time. Make time and go and see them. If our parents are calling us, sometimes our parents are coming and telling us, they tell one child, come and cut the grass. They tell another child, because all the children are married now, they tell one child to come and do this in the house. He doesn't have time, the other one doesn't have time, the third one doesn't have time. Think about it. Our parents would put everything aside for us. The time when we would fall ill, our parents would put away their job. Today, we can't take time out from our spare time to see our parents. When we will fall in, the father would take time off from work. He would take us to hospital. They would sit with us. They would give time. Their day and night when we were children, when we would fall in, temperature, the mother would stay up all night looking at our face that when my child will become better. And today, we have grown up and our parents call us. They ask for a little time. We don't have time for them. My dear Islam brothers, we should not be behaving like this. Think and reflect that our parents, how valuable they are. Instead of, do not disobedient towards your parents. Whenever your parents call you, make time for them. Give them time. Give them priority. And inshaAllah, you see how happy they will feel. And as soon as the time your parents call us, how I wish that within the 5-10 minutes, being away from their home, we drive straight down, putting everything aside, and giving them time. How fortunate. Shaykh Tariqat Amir Sunnat Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, he even says that if your parents tell you not to attend a gathering of Mawlid, a Ijtima, and they tell you to stay home, it is a duty upon us to be obedient towards them in that, even at that time. So when it comes in the matter of deen, if our parents call us to leave a nafli ibadat, then my dear Islam brothers, we should be going to them. Imagine when they are calling us for their need, we should try to be there for them. So my dear Islam brothers, the pleasure of Allah lies in the pleasure of our parents. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the pleasure of Allah Almighty lies in the pleasure of parents. And displeasure of Allah Almighty lies in the displeasure of parents. So my dear Islam brothers, we should try to please our family, to please our parents at all times. As we know, Jannah, paradise lies under the feet of your mother. And sometimes what happens is, we think we've done so much for our family. We think we've done so much for our parents. And you know, nice time to spend time with our children. We need to spend time. We need to give time to our family now. This is not the case. My dear Islam brothers, once a companion of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam, Sayyidina Jahima radiallahu ta'ala, came into the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I want to fight in the path of Allah Almighty and have come in your court to consult with you. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, do you have a mother? He replied, yes. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, make serving her obligatory upon yourself because paradise lies under her feet. My dear Islam brothers and views of Mandi Channel, the Sahaba Ikram, Ali Muridwan, they wanted to perform such great actions. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did he say? Na Jahima radiallahu ta'ala no, go and serve your mother. So my dear Islam brothers, serving the mother is a great action. Serving the parents is a great action. Make time in serving them, looking after them, as they did for us when we were little. And inshaAllah, through this we will able to gain Jannah, inshaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to stay away from the disobedience of our parents and give us the ability to always honor them, respect them, listen to them, be there for their every need. And inshaAllah, through this blessing, we will gain Jannah. My dear Islam brothers, these silsilas of Madani channel, keep on watching them. Learn their maqam, their status of parents. Learn this type of tarbiyat, inshaAllah, the respect of parents, inshaAllah, so that we can able to gain Jannah through this. So keep on watching these silsilas on Madani channel. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to watch these episodes and gain knowledge from them. Ameen bijahi nabil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
One who pleases his appearance has verily pleased Allah. One whose angered his appearance has verily angered.